The first thing you need to start a business here in Canada is an old cargo van. Right? So this is a cargo van here. A cargo van is used for hauling stuff, right? That's what the word cargo means. Cargo means stuff, things that you take from one area to another area, right? So we are going to start a business, okay, with a cargo van. Right now, this is a great business idea. So let's just, the first step is just looking around online to find one, right? Do you own a cargo van? I don't own a cargo van. So we need to find one just to see, you know, how expensive are they? You know, do we think it's going to be good? Should we buy one? All right, so we're just going to go on Kijiji here. Kijiji is a pretty popular website here in Canada for buying stuff, you know, and not just for buying stuff. It's also, you know, it's a place where you can find jobs or sell your house, buy a house. It's just kind of got everything, right? So Kijiji.ca. So we're just gonna kind of poke around on here a little bit. You know, poke around means we're just gonna browse. If you just kind of poke around, it means you're just looking, right? So we're just gonna browse here. So we're gonna type in cargo van. And we're going to see what we come up with here. Okay, so we got some results here. Now, these are looking pretty expensive. 48,000. Do you have $48,000 to spend on a cargo van? I don't. So we're going to adjust our kind of the search filter on the left-hand side of the screen here. So we're gonna select the price range from 1,000 to 2,000. Okay, so that's gonna give us kind of a, hopefully some cheap, really cheap results, probably the cheapest results. You know, here in Canada, it's really hard to buy a vehicle that runs for under 1,000. You know, if it works and you can drive it, it's going to be at least 1,000. I don't know. I mean, you might get lucky. You might find a small car. Like, I mean, we're looking for a cargo van here, right? You know, you can use it for work. You can drive stuff around. If you're looking for a really small car, you might be able to find a car that works for like maybe 800 or 900. But probably if it's going to drive fine without any major problems, it's probably going to be at least 1 to 2,000. Okay, that's kind of the minimum. That's why we're looking at 1 to 2,000. Okay, so let's see. Okay, so we got a result here. So this one says it doesn't start. Okay, so I mean, we don't want one that doesn't start. I'm not a mechanic. Are you a mechanic? You know, if it doesn't even start, well, doesn't help me at all, right? So we're going to forget that one. Let's go to the next one here. So this one's listed for 1800, and this one looks like it probably runs fine. Let's look at some pictures here. Let's look at the specs first. So it's a 2006 Dodge. Is that a good vehicle? Dodge, like dodgeball. Have you ever played dodgeball? The word dodge means like if someone throws something at you, you dodge, you know, that's what it means to dodge. So 2006 Dodge van. So, I mean, it sounds like it's running, you know, he says it's good for courier work. And that's perfect, right? That's exactly what we want. So he probably used, whoever owns this vehicle probably used it for courier work. Right, so let's take a look at the pictures here. So we can see in the pictures that, you know, there's no back seats. So it's you know, there's a big area in the back for cargo, which is what we want, right? Because I mean, the back seats in a van take up so much space, right? If you buy a normal van, like a passenger van, like a family van, well, that's fine. But I mean, you can fit a lot more stuff, like big, like furniture or that kind of stuff, right? I mean, if you want to start a business like this, people will probably ask you to move furniture or move some bigger things, right? And so it's just nice to have some space, so you're not always putting your seats down or trying to fit stuff in, right? It's just good to have a little bit more space. So it looks all right. So let's send him a message. And so we're going to make an offer, right? That's the first step. Well, actually, the first step is to poke around a little bit, right? We're browsing. We found one that might work. So the second step is we're going to make an offer. So I'm going to contact him. Now, I mean, I don't want to pay $1,800 for this van, right? It looks a bit old. It's probably seen better days. All right, seeing better days is an idiom that means it's not great, right? It's maybe a bit old. It's a bit, I don't know, it might have some problems. I'm not sure. But, you know, the second step could be to contact the guy or girl, whoever owns this van, gal is a slang term for woman. You can contact the man or woman here, whoever owns this van. And you could ask for a test drive. And then, if you like, you could make an offer. I don't want to waste my time and go test drive. I want to first make an offer and then go see if I like it. So I'm going to offer, I think let's offer $1,400. I think that would be a decent, if it drives okay. I mean, if it's a drivable vehicle and... you know, it's going to have problems, right? Old vehicles always have problems. But as long as it drives, right, whether the radio works or whether the, you know, I don't know, it doesn't need to be perfect, right? If it drives, that's the most important thing, right? So I think if it drives, I think $1,400 would be reasonable. Like I said, I mean, it's hard to find a decent vehicle for like under $3,000. You know, a used vehicle, you know, even a vehicle like 3000 might have some problems. Maybe the radio won't work. Maybe the heater won't work or something like that. So we're just going like bare minimum, you know, anything under 1000 probably won't even work. It won't even drive. So if this drives okay, I would say $1,400 is a pretty fair price. So I'm going to say, hi, I'm interested in your van. Would you consider $1,400? Okay, so I'll just send that to the guy, and then we'll see. We'll just wait and see what he says, or she. We'll wait and see what they, you know, what they say. If they accept the offer, or if they, you know, they might counter offer. If they make a count, they might say, "Well, okay, $1,600." I'll let it go for $1,600. Okay, that's called a counter offer. So you make the first offer. I offered $1,400. If they reply with $1,600, then they're making a counter offer. Okay, so we'll see. I'll let you guys know what they say, if they accept or reject or make a counter offer or something like that. Now, why is this a good business idea? Well, it's a great business idea because, I mean, let's say you're coming to Canada, right? And you might have a job already lined up when you come here. You know, you might work just a normal job and you'll need a vehicle to drive, right? So you could buy a normal car. That would be good on gas and it would be, you know, small and easy to drive. Or you could buy a cargo van as your main vehicle. Why? Because then you can drive to work normally, but like on the weekends or in the evenings or in your free time, you could start a business like this on Kijiji. Okay, so if he accepts my offer, we are going to start a business like this. And we'll see how it goes, right? So I'll take you with me on the journey to start a business here in Canada. Just a simple business, right? And we'll see what happens. Okay, so... you know, like you create an advertisement on Kijiji. It's free. You just put make an ad, right? Say, you know, you have a van and you are available to do like courier or delivery. You know, courier work is usually like, I don't know, like a regular, like if you work for a company, like let's say Amazon or like FedEx or, you know, UPS, that's called courier work, right? But there's another kind of a field that's moving. So people who are moving houses, let's say, or people who are just, sometimes people maybe just need to move something from one place in the city to another place in the city. So you might even be able to develop a relationship with a business. Like I live in Calgary here, right? Doesn't matter which city you live in. But let's say there's a business in Calgary that needs someone to drive something from their business, like their warehouse, to somewhere else in Calgary, or maybe even outside Calgary, maybe to Edmonton every Saturday. They need someone to drive from Calgary to Edmonton. That's about a 3-hour drive one way. And they need someone to haul stuff. The word haul means to carry, to take stuff, okay? So they might tell you, they might say, hey, we need someone every Saturday or every weekend to do a trip up to Edmonton to haul some, I don't know, whatever, anything. There's so many different kinds of businesses, right? It could be furniture, it could be, you know, whatever. And so they might see your ad and they might give you a call and say, yeah, you know, we need you every weekend, and this is how much we'll pay you, right? And you can negotiate the price with them, and then you have like an extra job. So easy, right? Just because you bought this vehicle as your normal vehicle, or you could buy it as a second vehicle. You could buy a normal small car, and then you could buy this as a second vehicle. Okay, so however you want to do it, it's your choice, but this is just an idea I want to put in your mind, okay? Because I think it could be a good way for newcomers to Canada to make some money. Now, it's also good because with this job, you don't need to speak that much English. You know, very often people come to Canada from all around the world, and their English might be great, or their English might not be that great yet, and that's okay. If you don't speak English very good yet, that's fine. You'll learn as you live here, you know, and if you come to Calgary, you'll learn some English over time. But, you know, you don't need to stop your whole life just to learn English. You could be learning English and doing some work like this. Now, you need to know a little bit of English, right? You need to be able to talk to people, negotiate with them. They might ask, how much would you charge to take something from here to here? You know, you could tell them, well, I'll charge $50 or $100 or something like that, right? So you need to know some English, but you don't need to be speaking English all day, right? Like if you work in a call center, right, then you need to speak so much English, right? So this is a great job where you can just drive, and also you can do other things while you drive. You could be studying English, you know, you could be playing my videos, Mad English TV YouTube videos, you know, on your phone while you're delivering, you know, your cargo. So you could be learning and you could be making money at the same time, all with like one vehicle. Your work, you drive to work. Let's say you have a job at Tim Hortons. Drive to Tim Hortons, and then after your shift, you see a message, someone's message you. Could you take, you know, something from here to here today? And you can reply, sure. What time, you know, do you need it? And you can say, well, this is my, you know, this is how much I'll charge, $50. And hey, you know, made some extra money, right? So this is a great idea. And maybe you've even done this idea. Let me know. Have you ever been like a delivery driver, or have you ever owned like a moving business or any kind of courier work? You know, it's great. It's a great way to make money, you know, because you can kind of set your own schedule. You can accept jobs that you want to do. You can reject other jobs that you don't want to do. So you're kind of in control, right? That's what a business is. the advantage of a business is that you can kind of, you it's yours. You can do what you want, and it's a really simple business. Okay, so over this series of videos, I mean, if he accepts my offer, then we are going to start a series of videos where I start a business, just a mini series, right? I'll take you along with me, and we're going to try to start a simple business here, like a moving business or a courier, any kind of a, I don't know, cargo moving kind of a business. All right, so it's going to be exciting. Thank you guys for joining me. You're welcome to come along as I start a business with a van. So I'm excited about that. I'll let you know if he accepts my offer. If he accepts my offer, I'll go there today and just check it out. Maybe go for a test drive, see if I like it, and maybe even buy it today. So, guys, thank you so much for joining me. I'll let you know as soon as I find out. All right, guys, we got some great news. He accepted my offer. So, we are getting ourselves a cargo van. Wow, I'm excited. So, he accepted the offer for $1,400. And so now I'm just going to drive to his house. I'm going to kind of see, if I like it. I don't know. I'm just going to sit in it and maybe go for a test drive. I don't know. It's actually snowing today, so the roads are a little bit, they might be a bit snowy. So if I trust the guy, if he seems like a nice guy, I might just buy it and save time instead of, I don't know. Because, I don't even know how to drive a van. I've never driven a van in my life. When you drive a normal vehicle, you have a rear view mirror. I can't remember in the pictures if this vehicle has a center rear view mirror that you can actually see out the back. So you always have to rely on the side mirrors if you drive a van like that. But anyway, we're just gonna go, I don't know, just check it out. I don't think I'll bring my camera when I get to his house because I don't know, I want to respect his privacy, be a bit weird if some random guy shows up with a camera and starts to make a video of the whole thing. But so I think the way it's gonna work is, like, he's already accepted my offer, right? So I'm gonna go. If I like it, then the next steps are there's a series of things that need to happen in the next steps that I'm not quite sure. Like buying a when you buy a vehicle, like a secondhand vehicle. Whoops, gotta make sure my mic doesn't fall off here. Got my microphone kind of pinned under my sun visor thing here. So yeah. So when you buy a new vehicle, you make the offer, and the guy accepts the offer, and then you have to get insurance and you have to go to the registry office to register your vehicle. So you have to buy a license plate for the vehicle, and register it, and then it's yours basically. So I think the way it works, the steps are we sign the bill of sale first, right? The document saying that I'm going to buy it and he's going to sell it. That document is called the bill of sale. So I'm assuming he has a bill of sale there because I mean, he's the one selling it, right? He needs to be the one to provide the bill of sale. So he's going to sign it, put his information down, maybe his driver's license, some ID, and the details of the vehicle. And I'm going to whoop, my microphone just fell off. So now I'm holding my microphone and I'm gonna put it back up. Hopefully it stays up there. Yeah, so he is going to sign it, I'm going to sign it, and then we're going to take the bill of sale to the registry, and then I'm going to tell them I bought this vehicle, and then they're going to give me the registration papers, and I'm gonna buy a license plate for the vehicle. So yeah, that's my plan. Now, about insurance, I think
I'm not sure. I'll find out, when I get there. But I think you have to have insurance before you register it. After we sign the bill of sale, I'll probably call up my bank and I'll say, hey, I'm buying a vehicle here. You know, it's this make, this model, this year. And then they'll send me by email, they'll send me some pink slips. So anytime you're driving a vehicle here in Canada, you need pink slips. That's your proof of insurance. All right, so you cannot drive an uninsured vehicle. In the same way, you cannot drive an unregistered vehicle. So you need insurance and you need registration in order to drive the vehicle. So you need to keep those documents with you at all times. But when you're buying a new car, right, the insurance company can't send you out those documents in like 5 minutes, right? So they email you the pink slips. So then if the police pull you over, then you can just show them the email. You can show them your pink slips. It's like a PDF file or something like that, right? So, yeah, that's how it works. So we're just going to go there. I'm going to see if it's a good vehicle, if I like it, and then if I like it, I'll probably just buy it. Well, then I'll probably go to the bank and I'll take out some cash. Now, I might ask him, hey, do you want cash or e-transfer? Right here in Canada, a good way to send money and a very easy way to send money is through e-transfer. Right under my videos, you see, sometimes I say, actually under all my videos, I think I give a link, my email address. I say, hey, if you want to buy me a coffee or something like that, you can send me an e-transfer. So then you just log into your bank, you put my email address in there, and then it's super easy. You just send like however much money. So in this case, like, I would send the guy $1,400 by e-transfer. Or if he prefers cash, I'll just go to the bank, I'll take out $1,400 cash, and then just give it to him, you know, when we sign the bill of sale. So that's about it, guys. So it's exciting, you know. Maybe I'll start my business here. We might start our moving company, Mark's Movers. Wouldn't that be a good name? Haven't even thought of a name yet. You know, sometimes when you're starting a business in life, you just kind of, you have to start somewhere. And you might not know all the details of how it's going to work, really, you know, how much you're going to make, if your business is going to be successful, if it's going to be a failure. You don't know all those things. And so for me now, I don't even know what I'm going to do in the next 5 minutes. I'm almost at the guy's house here, and I don't know what's going to happen. That's the nature of life, right? Life is kind of a surprise. You don't really know what's coming. And I think that's a good business tip too. You know, sometimes people try to focus so hard on like guaranteeing every step of the process. But, you know, in reality, in life, it's impossible to know everything, right? So, I don't know. I'm going to figure out what happens first. If I'm going to call the insurance, get insurance on, and then go to the registry, or maybe go to the registry first, or go to the bank first, or I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes. But, hey, I'll keep you guys posted, and if it's successful, there's going to be a lot of stuff happening, so I don't want to be, like, holding my camera and calling the bank and everything like that. It would be a bit overwhelming, so I'll just, I'll give you a report at the end of this interaction here, maybe when I get home, or maybe with my new van if I buy it. So that's exciting. Thank you guys for joining me on this adventure, starting a business in Canada. All right, guys, here she be. Here she be. It's just a slang way of talking. It's not really proper grammar. You know, you should usually say, here it is, right? Here it is. I gendered it a female van. I'm not sure why. I said, here she be. Sometimes in English, that's what people do. They say be instead of is. Okay, so instead of saying here it is or here she is,
I said, here she be. Here she be. Look at that. Okay, so let's do a walk around. Do a 360. Looks like there's the old phone number there. And, all right, there it is. The back and the side. And now we're back at the front. All right, so let's go inside. Wow, my business, guys. This is exciting. We're starting a business. I don't know if it's going to be a moving business or a guess I got to unlock it here with the keys. Heard a seagull. Let's see which one is to unlock it. Okay, here we go. Look at all that space. So it came with a spare tire there. It's a good winter tire, actually. So, yeah, look at all this space in here, guys. Wow. Now, you're probably wondering, Mark, how many dead bodies can you actually fit in here? That's a great question. The answer is 37, but you have to stack them right. All right. So, there it is. It's pretty simple. It's the back of the van. It's got this, like, grill here. I don't know why. Maybe for safety. Nobody's going to break into my van with that grill. It's a car freshener. Look at that. Car freshener hanging there. And so, you know, vans like this are awesome because, you know, you can like access them from different sides. So look at this. I've got the side door here, right? I can access stuff from here. I mean, that's a lot of space, isn't that? I mean, that's so much more space than an average vehicle has. Like, yeah, I mean, even if you buy the biggest SUVs on the market, this has probably got like twice as much cargo space as those. So look at that. It's a lot of tire left, winter tire there. It's a nice one. So how do I close it? Guys, I don't know how to close it. Oh, I have to pull it. I'm learning. So, you know what's funny? So, the guy said that this thing here, see this like center console? You can call this kind of a thing here in the middle like a center console, okay? This is kind of a console here too. I mean, this is supposed to be the, I don't know if the armrest, it's not really an armrest, it's kind of like a... kind of like a storage bin or whatever, but people call like this kind of middle piece here kind of like the center console. Okay, so he told me that his whole time owning this vehicle, he bought it secondhand. All right, so he bought this vehicle secondhand. He owned it for I think a few years. He actually did some courier work in this vehicle. So he told me that the whole time he had it, he was never able to open this thing. So this looks like a bin, right? There's something there. It looks like it could hold a bunch of stuff. So he told me he was never able to open it. So it's kind of a mystery. I don't know. I'm going to open it. There's no way I'm not going to open this. I just don't know how. It's like stuck. So I'll figure out how to open this. There might be like a treasure, hidden treasure in here. Wouldn't that be cool? There was like a bag of gold in there or something. Guess I shouldn't get my hopes up. But we're gonna get in there. I'll break in there somehow, some way. So this is kind of a weird light switch here. It says strobe. I don't know, it doesn't do anything. He said it doesn't do anything. Like a strobe, the word strobe means like one of those lights that you'd find in like a disco ball kind of thing, like a strobe. Like, you know, just like, I don't know, like a light, kind of a flashing light. I don't know what this big light here, maybe that's the strobe. I don't know, but the word strobe kind of means like a light, that strobe light. I don't know, just Google pictures of a strobe light and you'll see what it is. But, you know, it drives fine. It drives great, actually. I'm surprised. So, yeah. It's so we got it for $1,400. We can haul our stuff. So it's got a few rust spots here. Look at that. Probably seeing some better days. Tail light is kind of taped up. And check the front. Yeah, got some rust spots there. And this mirror, side mirror, has seen better days. Look at that. It's just hanging on with some plastic, or hanging on with some tape there. And but yeah, it drives fine. Steering wheel's a bit rough there. It's got a phone holder. See, you can, if you were to start a business like this, you could just be, you could have my videos playing while you, you know, while you're doing your deliveries, listening to the, not watching my video. That would be dangerous, right? If you're actually watching. But if it's right there, you know, if your phone's right there, it's kind of a nice spot to have your phone, right? And then you can be listening to your stuff, you know. And you know, one weird thing about driving a van is the blind spots. Okay, these are massive blind spots. So the blind spot refers to the kind of the position that other vehicles might be in that you can't see. Okay, so look at this. I mean, if I'm like driving, right, I can see out the front, I can see out the side. Right beside me there is the blind spot. Right, and there too, like if you look there, there's no windows, right? These kind of side doors don't have any windows. You can see out the back, but for some reason there's no rear view mirror here. Looks like there may have been one at one point. I don't know, maybe I can buy a rear view mirror. But there's another air freshener here. Huh. Anyway, so yeah, the van runs pretty fine. Oh, there's a USB charger there. Isn't that nice? Charge my phone while I drive. Sweet. So guys, here's our business. What do you think? Let me know down in the comments, what do you think of our business? So yeah, you can go in the side door here, I think. Oh, I think you have to, a guy told me secret of getting in here. You have to pull this little, to pull this thing. I don't know why. Anyway. This is like a mystery. There we go. Okay. So see how much space, like you can just get at it from every side of the vehicle. So that's so nice. Yeah. That's great for transporting stuff. So same for closing it. He said you have to pull this little wire thing there. Now, I had said earlier that to get the license plate, I said I was gonna buy the license plate. Okay, you can see there's the license plate there. So actually that wasn't true. So to register the vehicle, okay, it's just free. They give you the license plate for free. It costs $84 per year to register a vehicle. I think that's all vehicles here in Alberta. So $84 per year. Okay. So let me tell you the order of operations, okay? Because when I was driving to his house, I wasn't quite sure how it all works. Okay, the first thing you do is you sign the bill of sale, okay? It's kind of a document saying I'm gonna buy this for this much, you know, and so both people sign the bill of sale, right? After you get the bill of sale, you call the insurance, whatever your insurance company is, and you say, I am going to, I'm buying a new vehicle and I need to insure it. So, and then they're going to tell you how much it's going to cost. So to insure this vehicle, it's $60 a month. Okay. So I'm paying $60 a month for my insurance. Now they're probably going to ask you for the VIN number. All right. So, when you insure it, when you call to insure the vehicle, they'll ask you for the VIN number. So the VIN number is usually here on the door. Or is it somewhere? I don't know. It's usually either on the door there, or it's usually up here somewhere. Is that it? I don't know. Anyway, so they'll ask you for the VIN number, and then they'll tell you, okay, you know, it's going to cost you like $60 to insure it per month or something, right? So then they're going to email you the pink slips. Okay, that's your proof of insurance, and then you're going to go to the registry office, and you're going to
give them at the registry office, you're going to give them the bill of sale and the proof of insurance. You're just going to show them on your phone because your bank or whoever your insurance provider is going to email that to you with the policy number. So they're going to, like at the registry, they're going to look at the policy number to make sure the vehicle is insured and that the vehicle has been sold, everything's okay with like the bill of sale. And then they're going to give you your registration. The registration paper, they're going to give you like a paper that says, you know, this vehicle is registered to me, Mark, you know, and they're going to give you a license plate. Guys, I just noticed this nut and bolt are missing. Better not, but it's still got four out of five. That's 80%, right? 80% means we have an 80% chance of surviving. We're not going to die. Let's see if this one, that one's got all of them. Okay. That's all right. See, there's the old phone number on there for the guy's business. Looks like here's a website. I'm not sure. Anyway, so that's how it is, guys. It's super easy. It's a very easy process, actually, buying a vehicle here in Canada. Just find one that you like, make an offer, you know, go check it out if you like it, take it for a test drive. It seemed to drive fine. So, yeah. So it was great. So that's it. It was a very easy process. So here it is, our brand new, not really brand new, it's a 2006. Doesn't it look old for a 2006? Look at that. Let me know. Are you older than 2006? You probably look better than this van, eh? Well, we're going to paint it up. We're gonna make it nice. We're going to kind of make it some kind of add some little bits and pieces to make our business look nice. So guys, I'm excited to teach you guys how to start a business here in Canada. So thank you so much for joining me. It's cold. You can see it snowed, right? It was snowing. Actually, the past few days it was snowing. And yeah, it's actually pretty chilly out here. My hands are freezing off. So better go back, make some supper, warm up in my house. And we'll get ready for part two of how to start your business here in Canada. So guys, stay safe, stay happy, stay healthy. And as always, I love you so much. And I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.